You have just tuned into Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender and letting go in order to let new and better things come into your life. Learn the true meaning of surrender. Get ready. Here is Brittany showing you how to lose to gain it all.
Hey everyone, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I hope you are enjoying this new year. We've got some new energy in the world and it's starting to feel really good. So today, what are we talking about? Affirmations. And that's important that we affirm our life, speaking good and greatness into our lives. It's something that we do lip service to, not unlike self-compassion and self-care. But it's important that every day we put this power, the power that comes from the universe, God, or whatever you want to call it, that spirit that's in the universe, to help propel us into feeling good, powerful, and ready to take on today. So today I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Bronwyn Morgan, and she is the owner of Bliss in Me Meditation. And Bronwyn and I have met over Instagram, where I've met a ton of great people and healers. I started following her. She might have come through a hashtag or someone else. I have no idea, but I'm just so happy that I have her, because honestly, she speaks life into me every day and she does not even know that. After I get up, after my morning prayers, it's saying, thank you, Jesus, for being awake and alive and protecting and taking care of me and my family. I usually have Bronwyn's, one of her many, 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 many affirmations on the top of my timeline. And I tell you, it just speaks life into me and I feel really good. And with that, I'd like to say, Bronwyn, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Brittany. I mean, what a wonderful way to meet someone out on the, you know, in the cybersphere and actually get a chance to meet and get to talk about a subject that's near and dear to me. And I'm so glad that you've been invigorated or inspired by some of the posts on Bliss in Me. So thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I agree. It's been really cool to meet and start to talk to other like-minded folks and spirits. And given this time of, you know, the pandemic, it's even more important that we connect. And I'm so happy about that. But with that, let's just do a little, you know, internet plug in. Tell folks where they can find you and your socials.
Absolutely. So I am Twitter at Bliss in Me Meditation, on Instagram. I have to always cheat because I have them slightly different. On Twitter, it's at Bliss in Me, BLISSINME. And then on Instagram, it's Bliss in Me Meditation. And our website is blissinme.com.
Perfect. And what services do you provide?
So I am a meditation coach. I teach mostly mindfulness. I do group classes, private classes, and at one point in life, live classes, in person that is, but now everything's virtual. And I'm also a Reiki practitioner. So able to conduct even distance Reiki for those who need it. If, you know, obviously we can't meet in person right now.
Okay. Wow. You are a busy lady.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, then. So let's just settle into this moment. And I just wanted to start off by asking you, how did you come to this life? How did mindfulness and also meditation and, you know, the offshoot affirmation come into your life? Excuse me.
Well, you know, this is an interesting story, and I don't know that I've actually ever told it. But as a child, I remember, I think it was a vision. I might have been 8 or 9, and I'll never forget, it may have been a dream, I'm not sure, that there was a message that was left with me, and it said, one day, you know, in your life, you're going to be talking to a large group of people, and everybody's going to want to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what that meant. And over the years, I've held lots of different roles, and I have had a chance to speak to a lot of people on a variety of different things, and I still do today. But when it comes to meditation, I had an amazing experience on a beach in Northern California in 1994, July, matter of fact, that changed my life. It truly was, I guess I could characterize it as Neil Donald Walsh did, a conversation with God. And, excuse me, it was mind-blowing, spiritually invigorating, unbelievable. For all intents and purposes. And the message that I got from that was that I've got a lot that I want you to do. And the only thing that I want you to do is believe. And so, and it's a very detailed story that I won't take you through here, but it now has been confirmed more than once throughout my life. And I've had a lot of confirmation in the physical world that completely supports what I've heard. And so every day I just kind of walk into this truth and this experience, and I started Bliss and Me, I think officially maybe 2006, 2007, something like that. And, you know, I recognized that this was about, or this journey was helping others as well as myself finding the bliss within, because all the answers, all the peace, everything is within us. And, you know, here I am in 2021, you know, being able to talk about it and teach people and engage with them. And really, it's not so much about teaching, but it really is helping open their minds and their practice so that they can be able to understand the truth within.
That is an amazing story. I'm sitting here just nodding my head going, Yeah, similar. I had many experiences as a child as well. Lots of folks in my family from the other side, lots of visions. For me, a lot of deja vu of like, this just, just knowing that things were going to happen, very strong intuition. But unlike you, I didn't listen. But I would run up against it again and again, but I was afraid to take that leap because of my own, you know, family of origin, personal traumas, just, you know, the things that you think about yourself. It's, I always say I'm the budget Ian LeVincent in the same ways, which she had very similar experiences. And she was told that you talk too much, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're making up stories, being a precocious child and, you know, fairly smart adult, it was use your logic, use that, use your intellect. And that's what I was lauded for and I was praised for, but not the other stuff because it scared everybody. Mm-hmm. Or when I would speak truth to power with people in my life, again, they were afraid. So it's interesting that, again, at this point in my life, I'm, you know, my third act, I'm in my 50s. I finally come to it and I'm sitting in it and I feel really comfortable with it and being able to speak to people. I, again, like you, been tapped on the shoulder to speak to an audience. You know, we all have very similar experiences, but it just manifests in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the positives of this time is that a lot of folks have said that it's time to go inward.
Yeah.
To think about what you want, what you don't want. And I've learned, and what I teach here is the restorative power of surrender. If things are falling, let them fall. Mm-hmm. You know, if things are being rejected, let it go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you just don't need it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think mindfulness, surrender, and what we're talking about today, affirmation, really is the icing on the cake to keep you in this place and keeps you sealed in it and keeps you focused on your power. And it gives you the strength to move forward.
Absolutely.
In your path.
Absolutely.
So we are going to get off and go to a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the history of affirmations and where it comes from, at least to my knowledge, from New Thought churches, Bible verses, and even within the Buddhist tradition. And today my guest is Bronwyn Morgan, and she is the owner of Bliss in Me Meditation. And we're talking about affirmations and how they speak power into your life And later on, we're going to talk about how to make them for ourselves. Stay tuned and I'll see you after the break. This is Brittany Miles on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, how to lose to gain it all.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Brittany Miles, host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, how to lose to gain it all. And we're talking about affirmations today. I have a guest, her name is Bronwyn Morgan. She owns Bliss in Me Meditation. And I found Bronwyn on Instagram, as I find everyone that's a like-minded soul and spirit. And she has a feed which is an incredible resource for affirmation so that you can find inspiration throughout your day. I usually see whatever she's posted early in the morning, then I can look at it after my morning prayers for gratitude. And it just boosts me up. It's my little booster. It keeps me going. We were in during the break talking about how internet is questionable at times, but I think what Bronwyn gives me is the surge that I need. So I don't need you, Comcast. No, not really. So Bronwyn, again, welcome to the show. Tell folks how they can find you.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Bliss in Me Meditation, on Twitter at Bliss in Me, and also online at blissinme.com, and it's BLISSINME.
And she has killer merch. So I say, look at that, because we're having a hoodie moment. So
yeah,
aren't we? For a while. So she has some really cool, soft, wonderful loungewear. and yoga wear. So with that, again, we're talking about affirmation. So what I'd like to kind of jump into is the history of affirmations. Now, I have been studying New Thought, church beliefs in the Church of Religion Science, the Unity Church, since the late 90s. I found it through Ian LeVan Sant, and it was really powerful for me. And I know within those churches, they have practitioners who create treatments, which are affirmations that will treat physical illness, they will treat emotional illness, they will speak abundance and prosperity into your life. And within it, you can create that affirmation. And I mean, I'm going to stop there. Bronwyn, is that something that you're familiar with as well?
Yes. You know, the idea of affirming a wish is very consistent with spiritual practice. And it is consistent throughout pretty much every religion, as well as a non-religious philosophy, at least that I've found. And like you, you know, I've spent some time with the Unity Church, New Thought as well, and Ian LeVan Sant as a friend. And, you know, we'll find that these very simple words that are usually very short help us really speak to ourselves that with which we wish to manifest. And so it is more of a statement of what is, based on fixing our mind so that we're consistent and in unity, you know, with that idea, versus, you know, the begging or the, oh, the pleases. This is, you know, it's a part of your I am-ness and the idea of I am, being this creative energy that speaks to the divine nature of our true nature, who we really are. And so being able to put that into practice to speak to mind, body, and soul, you know, is you're spot on with that.
Thank you. And I love what you're saying is that it's the affirmation of the I am-ness. And as a Christian, a Catholic, I mean, I will use Bible verses at times when I can't grasp onto anything else. And one of my favorites is "Be still and know I am God." And I get chills when I hear that, because I am then, you know, I've got that connection back to the great I am. I'm back with Yahweh. And it brings me right back to that present moment, because I know everything is okay because I am cared for by someone. I know that there's a benevolent force, whatever you wish to call it, identify it as, leave it to you. But for me, it's knowing that God is taking care of me. And God is blessing me. And this is why I love Bible verses. Like, you know, I'm sure you went to vacation Bible school, maybe, maybe not.
I did.
And you had to have your Bible verse ready every day, and you couldn't use Jesus Wept.
That's right. That kind of wore out after first grade.
That's right, Jesus Wept. You had to like dig deep and show that you had some biblical literacy, right? And using those is just wonderful. And I mean, what is it? The 23rd Psalm. I'll go back. I'll read the Psalms as well. When I was going through my divorce, I read the Psalms every day.
Yeah.
And it's so comforting. I think of it as a balm, right? That surrounds you. Like you're in this nice, warm place, like a baby in bunting, where you can go back to that place and feel that centeredness and feel that love. And I've also found it through people like Catherine Ponder or Florence Scovel Shin. And for folks in the audience, again, these are all New Thought teachers and practitioners. I love Florence Scovel Shin, her book. It's a really thin volume, but it's like How to Play the Game of Life and Win. And you can get it anywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Nook, Barnes and Noble, and it is the best investment that you will make, because it teaches you how to reprogram your mind. And by reprogramming your mind with these words, things change. So what you think in your mind, you outpicture in your reality. So I'm working on in a class with Ianla as we speak for her 40-day abundance class that she's doing. And those were some words that she spoke last night, is that whatever's in your mind, you're going to outpicture in your reality, which is true. I mean, if you, it's like technology, garbage in, garbage out.
It's very true.
If you have the ability to fix your mind on what it is that you want, that I amness, then you're going to start to see the world in a different place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wherever the mind goes, the body follows. And I mean, I think now, especially with social media and what's on television, people, we're all in so many different places, you know, angst, anxiety, anger, fear. And these are very serious things going on right now. But just notice how that, you know, whatever's coming in is manifesting inside of us. And then that creates physical problems, health problems. But yeah, you're spot on.
I agree. I think you hit on a really big point of social media. I think that's where people focus a lot of their time, because in the past it was escapism. And even then it was very questionable. It's like you only see the good parts, like anything else in all media. You only see the good. Nobody really wants to see the not so good or even reality, right? Because it's an escape mechanism. And now there is just so much that's out there, especially with the pandemic and our elections and all of that, which has fundamentally changed our way of life, because it has run unchecked, because it's, you know, created by the people for the people. Right. But is it really good for people? And a lot of folks, I think like ourselves and others, say, you know, do a 30-day social media fast, because it's helpful for you to get a new picture. So you could outpicture something that's your reality, because there are times when you're anxious and scared and alone, or just deep in fear, and you're just running to alleviate that fear, right? With social media or, and everything else that you might have at your disposal.
Right.
It's going to hurt you.
It's
really going to just continue to make you feel worse. And it's, I think it's important for folks to look at that and try to find things, if you're going to stay on social media, that are affirming.
Yeah, I agree. I want to agree.
I mean, do you find with the folks that follow you, are they looking for what you're providing? Do you get a lot of positive feedback about that?
Yes. I mean, I've got my consistent followers, people who pretty much like every post, comment, who I DM with. Some people have turned into students of classes, but there's always the consistent core that, you know, is there. And, you know, there's all this, you know, the algorithms with social media that make your reach so unknown. But I do find that and for me, it's not necessarily just about how many people and, you know, my influencer. If I touch the hearts, or these messages touch the hearts of, you know, 20 people, 200, two people, then that's good. You know, the rest of it will take care of itself. It's not just about the idea of monetizing this. This is really about, and it's helpful for me. You know, this is really about sharing something, because I have to do the work to do all my little color coding. I try to make it interesting and, you know, different quotes, different teachings, videos, just things that keep people engaged but interested, but things that I think, it's not about what I think. It's really about what I'm feeling in that moment, what is coming through me that needs to be shared. And it's, you know, I share obviously a lot of quotes from a lot of master teachers, some everyday people, and a lot of it's, you know, mine and the imagery that goes along with it.
I think that's wonderful. And I was going to ask, you know, how does this impact you as an individual? You know, I get it's a calling for you. It's part of your purpose and your work. And it sounds like it is feeding you in the way that you need to be fed. And I think that's really cool that you're able to share this message with people and get it out there. And I'm happy to be able to support you in getting that message out there. And with that, we're going to be taking a break. And I'm here with Bronwyn Morgan, the owner of Bliss in Me Meditation. And we're talking about affirmation and speaking truth to power with words so that you can picture the world that in the way that you need to picture it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, affirmations versus the power of, you know, positive thinking. Are they the same? Are they different? We'll find out. So you're here with me, Brittany Miles, the host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And stay tuned. See you after the break.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're here with me, Brittany Miles, host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. We're talking about affirmations today. It's the beginning of a new year. I don't believe in new year, new me, but I do believe in affirming the power of your life and giving your spirit joy. And today we're talking about how to do that. How do we create affirmations? Where do they come from? And how to build one for yourself. And today we have a guest. Her name is Bronwyn Morgan. She's the owner of Bliss in Me Meditation. And we met on Instagram. And girl, she is straight fire, as the kids will say, period. And as my 13-year-old said.
I like that.
And As I said, she's the owner of Bliss in Me Meditation. I got a little bit ahead of myself with that little vibe. So Bronwyn, tell folks where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram at Bliss in Me Meditation, on Twitter at Bliss in Me, and then online at blissinme.com, and that's BLISSINME.com.
Great. And she also has killer merch. We are all having that hoodie moment, little yoga pant moment. So while you are working at home, you can just have some cozy stuff to wear. All right. So where we last left off, we were talking about affirmations versus the power of positive thinking. Now, I don't think there's necessarily a true difference. I mean, if one, as an intellectual, I'm a recovering intellectual, different sides of the same coin. Probably laughing. Yes. I mean, for folks who really buy into it, it doesn't matter. For folks that are still sort of, well, isn't this just positive thinking? And is that, you know, how's that going to change my life? Well, let's talk about that. I too had that belief. And trying to think of who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking, that classic book. It will come to me later.
Yeah.
I should have written it down. But that's something that's in our culture. It's I know in sales, they have always used that. Like Brian Tracy talks about that in his work about staying positive. So you can, you know, you're going to get to that yes. You're going to have X amount of no's until you get to that yes. You have to stay positive and then continue to sell. And for some folks, that kind of gets a bad, you know, rap. Also, people believe that it's like, it's raining, but I'm going to just have a smile and pretend that nothing around me is really happening. And that's not true. I think truly it's this. Affirmations, speaking positive words, strength, power into your life, into your spirit is the action. That's something that we can do every day, right? Every moment. We always have that ability to affirm what is and affirm that we are safe, secure, and we have our own power. Positive thinking, to me, is a mindset, mind frame, where you are open to these positive thoughts. There are times when you can still have that affirmation and say, I am, and walk, as we've been talking about, in that I am-ness, but don't believe a word. You know, so Bronwyn, your head nodding. I mean, what are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting topic. And I think it might have been Norman Vincent Peale who wrote the book. Maybe it might have been him.
It was.
Okay. And you're right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with positive thinking. It's a beautiful thing versus a negative thinker. You know, it's all doom and gloom. But there is a difference. One, you know, sometimes people like to pretend that what isn't happening, to your point, isn't, you know, that is happening, isn't happening. And that sets you up often for a very big disappointment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way that I've been taught and the way that I now appreciate is there's this idea of acceptance. Mm-hmm. I have to accept that a thing is before like it can be transformed.
Right. Sorry to step on you. Like your friend Ianla says, let's call a thing a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be able to see it for what it is, because you can't transform or transcend anything unless you first acknowledge it. If not, what is, you know, it's the idea of faking it till you make it is, I think, a bit misguided. You don't need to fake anything. You have the ability to pursue whatever it is you like to pursue. But understanding that there will be good days, there'll be bad days, there'll be failures, there'll be a lot successes. But being able to learn from that and developing the mental and spiritual fortitude, because it's the difficult times that make us. It's, you know, it's just like coal. You know, it becomes a diamond through the roughness, and you know, it's got to be prepared through harsh and heavy energy being applied to it. And the same thing is true for us. Mastery comes from mastering a thing. And so in the affirmation process, you know, you get up and I, like this morning, I do one of my favorites. It's so simple. It's everything I touch turns to gold. Mm-hmm. And I just say it, you know, it's just a part of the moment. And I do find that a lot of things in my day go a lot more smoothly. Does that mean that there aren't things that fall apart? Of course they do. Mm-hmm. But being able to accept that and not fall apart myself complete, oh gosh, this happened. But then being positive about life and having a happy countenance and a blissful energy is a beautiful thing. And you will find that as you have your way with like, okay, this is okay. And one thing I tell myself and I tell a lot of my classes, like, okay, this is okay. I'm all right right now because I'm in the present moment. I'm okay. And then we're going to work through this. But I'll admit, I'm not feeling great right now. I have a headache or a tummy ache or this didn't happen. I'm able to be in the physical plane, but also operate in my spiritual plane, which flies above it, but appreciate the duality.
I mean, you said, ooh, chills. I just love what you said. And let me just get to it. I think the thing that I got was the acknowledgement, right? Like I was saying, like Yanla says, let's call a thing a thing, right? Because if you don't acknowledge, you know, the elephant that's in the room, everybody's going to be like, but that thing over there, oh, okay, right? And most of us, I would say, you know, have that in our lives where we do ignore the thing and just keep moving, because if we actually dealt with the thing, we feel that our lives would be undone. Excuse me. And that's the fear. And that's how, you know, I got here. Into this role where in 2016, my life fell apart, couldn't find a job, had to let my house go into foreclosure, was super scared of what my future would be and what I looked like in the world. And how I was out picturing was this fear of everything in the world. And that's how I got to what I call this accidental Buddhism, where I was forced by the universe to acknowledge the fact that guess what? Your life is a dumpster fire. Everything around you, I also call it the tower moment, where if you're familiar with the tarot, it's a tower that's burning and people are jumping out to save their lives. And that was my life because I was afraid to call a thing a thing. And I felt as if, well, I can keep running. And the universe is like, no.
Right.
You need to slow down. And guess what? We're going to slow you down. Right. Absolutely. And I put out the fire and then I started to build that well of, I guess, heat inside of me to become who I am right now and become open and vulnerable and able to call a thing and able to see where I am and to affirm my life. And I think affirmation, along with all the other work that we do and all of whatever spiritual practice, really breaks down that outside, exterior, hard crust. I think about often the Buddhas that were covered with mud so that they would be hidden, so they wouldn't be, you know, taken by looters in times of war. And what we thought we saw on the outside wasn't what was there on the inside, right? So by taking away, you know, each layer of mud and crust, we uncover the golden Buddha with inside of us. And I think affirmation helps us get there. Do I believe everything 100%? Like you were saying, it's like, I can say this, like, let's say be still and know God, but I know I'm okay, but I'm still scared.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if I keep saying it, at some point I'm going to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
My mind will believe it. And our minds have the ability to be retrained through neuroplasticity, which we found, and that's how meditation works and other things work. And it's how affirmation works as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you say it, the more that you believe it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Our minds are hardwired for negativity because we still have that reptilian brain because we got to survive.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. And that's a lot of what our society pumps into us. It's, you know, it's life or death. If you don't do these things and you won't have enough of this, and the scarcity principle, and not growing up in an environment where there's a belief of prosperity and abundance, even in the most simplest of times, puts you in an extra, I think, place of jeopardy and believing that everything is of such dire consequence mm-hmm. that it's your undoing. And being able to face things as they really are, it feels overwhelming. And oftentimes it's just a thought about the thing. It's not even really the thing itself.
Exactly. It's the big lie.
Mm-hmm. The other one.
Yeah, exactly. If you repeat something often enough, people will believe it's true because that's just how we work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad, but we can counteract that big lie with the big truth, which is affirmation, speaking truth to power. And with that, we are headed into a break. I'm here with Bronwyn Morgan. She is the owner of Bliss and Me Meditation. And we're talking about affirmations and speaking truth to power in your life, into your spirit. And when we come back, we'll talk about how you actually create one. Yay! So we can figure out how to do this at home. So stay tuned. You're here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Tune in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne Taylor King and Denise Stiegel, committed to guiding your journey through the world through mindfulness and personal care. These ladies are rebellious, real, funny, and powerful, helping you realize your full potential while navigating the twists and turns life always brings us. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yay. We're talking about affirmations here. I'm Brittany Miles on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And my guest is Bronwyn Morgan, the owner of Bliss and Me Meditation. We met on Instagram because her feed is straight fire. If you're looking for a daily pick-me-up, She will make your spirit hum. She has a great affirmations that honestly get me set and on my way for the day. So Brahman, welcome back to the show. It's been lovely talking with you. Tell folks where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Bliss in Me Meditation, and that's BLISSINME Meditation. On Twitter at Bliss in Me, and then online at blissinme.com.
Thank you. So for this last segment, we're going to talk about creating our own affirmations. But during the break, Brahman and I had kind of a breakthrough, and there was something else she wanted to share about the power of affirmation.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's whatever you want to experience in your life, surround yourself with it. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with the people, with literature, with, you know, music, videos, movies, books, just anything that is consistent with it. You know, do you have fresh flowers to brighten up your space? You know, what is it that you want? But surround yourself in that energy. It's very difficult to crawl out of, you know, the darkness if it's just surrounded by more darkness. So be careful. You know, we must be mindful in what we're surrounding ourselves with, because we, you know, you just start to reflect what's around you. And it's very difficult to be around a negative situation for a sustained period of time and maintain a positive mind. So that's a big part of the practice as well, Brittany.
I agree. You know, negative people, negative mindset, right? Mm. Your mother told you, I'm sure, through Mother Wit, is like, be careful with the people you surround yourself with, right? You become like the people, like the five people you hang around with, because mm-hmm. that's the vibe. That's the mm-hmm. energy. That's it. Whatever they're talking about, what are they doing, you're going to do. So you want to stay with the positive people, or do you want to stay with the negative people, right? The people you want to stay with, the people that are doing the things that are going to get you forward in your life, right?
Exactly.
On any level, right? You don't want to be hanging out with the people that are up to no good.
True.
Or just living their life in a way that is just like, really? Really, man? Okay. You know, do you, but I'm going to be over here. So I agree. It's always about environment, because even if you're working with affirmations, if you don't see change, is it you or the affirmation? It's you.
That is very true. And, you know, in Buddhism, we say it's the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and the Sangha being your community. And being able to connect to like-minded people. And it may not be every day, all day, because you've got your family may not necessarily be of the same mind. Your coworkers may not be of the same mind, but still having a place to be when you need to be recharged and renewed is so important. But, you know, hopefully your closest circle, whether it's your friends and also hopefully the most of your family is supportive of that, because, you know, and, you know, enjoy this life. This is all about awareness and enlightenment, waking up to the truth of who we are. So that's a part of this journey.
Exactly. We're all walking each other home. We really are. And mm-hmm. you're right. You know, I didn't get it until my 50s, but I'm going to enjoy my life.
Right? Yes.
I always think about hearing that from Joyce Meyer. I'm enjoying my life. You know, yeah. She's like, I was miserable. And then I decided, you know what? I didn't want to be miserable anymore. And that happened for me, and I'm enjoying my life.
I like that.
I know. It's like, I think about it. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to care about if the carpet is vacuumed or if the counter is sticky. Like, I got more important stuff to do.
Absolutely.
And with that, we're talking about this. How do we create this new reality? So we're talking about, you know, we got to... Yeah. You know, have the right environment, to plant the right seeds, right? Sow the right reality so we can see that fruit. I've used every metaphor here. So
these are good ones.
Thank you. But take us through, Brahman, how do we create an affirmation? How do you do it?
You know, it really is about, it starts with, in my experience, my I amness, how I'm seeing things and how I am unifying with that. And, you know, growing up in the Christian church, as I did then, and I also spent a lot of time with Unity, you know, which I love out of Missouri, Unity, Missouri, and their booklets. And oh boy, what a present help in times of need. And the affirmations, and whether it's in Buddhism or even in Christianity, these affirmations that state clarity of experience, a clarity of my vision, what I'm seeing, a clarity of what I wish to experience, what I'm feeling, a peace, a harmony, prosperity, and then my I am-ness associated with it. So it was always about first this I am, or how I am seeing it. And but there's always the I in it. And then it's always about a comforted position of positivity associated with it. So that I'm able to state the probably in some way the challenge, but then the way that I am now going to see it moving forward. So it's taking the challenge, but turning those words into the positive. So versus focusing on, you know, I no longer want to be sick. I speak it more as I am healthy, whole, and complete.
Yes.
So I'm just taking those words and flipping them and using a different, you know, different descriptors and adjectives to speak to and verbs how I'm feeling. How I'm seeing a thing, you know, versus I don't have any money, I'm broke. I am so thankful for prosperity and for opportunity that is presenting itself, you know, for at this moment. And it is, so you're taking the thing, I'm acknowledging it, you know, the coffers are empty. And I now am seeing or speaking life into that situation. So it's about speaking life into it. I'm acknowledging that is there. I don't feel good. But I'm seeing myself in my natural state, my true nature, which goes beyond this physical. So I'm now speaking at a spiritual level beyond the physical. And that's what this is about, understanding in our true nature. Our true nature is not our bodies. It's not our minds. It's not our mistakes. Our true nature is beyond all that. It's the spiritual nature of who we are, which has nothing to do with religion. It is about an energy force that we live in that is, it never gets tired. It's never broke. It never has to worry. It is in a state of always of peace and divine presence at any moment in time. And that's what we're connecting to.
Whew. You said a word, as I always say on your posts, you have said a word. It is the acknowledgement of what is, calling a thing, and centering in that, and then turning it around. Like I was thinking about Byron Katie and her work, and it's the turnaround and saying, yes, I acknowledge that coffers are empty, but I am ever presently supported by a universe that is unlimited and fully abundant.
Absolutely.
And saying that over and over again until you believe it. And if you have to, put it on a post-it. I have index cards that I leave around. I have it in my wallet. I have it on my phone. I have it as something I see first thing in the morning. So I can see that and bring it into my experience. Mm-hmm. And with that, thank you, Bronwyn. It has been a pleasure having you today. I can't believe how fast the hour has gone. And tell folks where they can find you.
Thank you also. I'm on Instagram, where I post every day, at Bliss and Me Meditation, on Twitter, at Bliss and Me, only without the meditation. And that's BLISSINME. And then you can find me online at blissinme.com.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. And it's
been
super.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, it's been super powerful to learn how we can build and grow our personal power, our personal strength, more of that I am-ness through affirmation. And if you start it, you'll never stop because you are. Have that strength, have that power, believe in yourself. As some folks say, you believed in Santa Claus for 8 or 9 years, believe in yourself for 5 minutes. And with that, thank you. We'll see you next week and take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Brittany Miles teaches you how to lose to gain it all with the healing power of surrender. Are you ready to lead a happier life? For more information or to connect with Brittany, visit MilesToGoCoaching.com. That's Miles with the number 2, G-O, coaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.